American travelers will no longer be able to visit Cuba using a people-to-people license. The Trump administration announced new restrictions today, eliminating the most commonly used category for regular tourism. KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley has led trips to Cuba dozens of times over the years through his company, Earthbound Expeditions. We went together in 2015 with a group of listeners. I reached Brumley earlier today via Skype to get his reaction on the new travel restrictions.
Oh, my first reaction was sad. You know, I was sad for the Cuban people. They are in desperate need of economic support. So this really strangles their economy.
You have watched group after group of traveler visit Cuba for the first time. As you're watching people take it in, what do you see happening to them? What is the value to the people you've taken to Cuba?
Okay, well, the first thing that happens is sheer joy. When people land in Havana and they walk out and they see the old cars, and there's kind of a festive feeling on the streets of Havana. And then it turns into kind of a aha moment where they're learning about Cuba, they're learning about our relationship, and there's so much that we are not taught in school here in the United States. And they're not taught as well on their side. The thing that you hear most from travelers in Cuba is, I never knew. I mean, I never knew blank. I never knew. It really has kind of a relaxed, low-key, there's a low-key atmosphere in Havana.
But this is also a country that imprisons dissidents and journalists and people who are critical of the people in power. I'm wondering if you can just kind of touch on the idea of travel to places with unfriendly or abusive governments.
Right. And I think that's a great question. We've traveled quite a bit to places like South Africa, to Zimbabwe, to Cuba. And when you travel to a place like that, you're really, for the most part, supporting the person on the street. You know, we're visiting Paladars, which are owned by families, and we're supporting them. And we're leaving behind gratuities for maids and, you know, and for taxi drivers. All of these people are supporting their families. And by the way, a taxi driver probably makes 10 times in Havana what a Cuban doctor will make. The average national wage is $30 per month for a doctor. So imagine if you leave behind a $10 bill or 10 cooks, as they would say. That's their convertible peso. For a taxi driver, how far that goes.
U.S. policy towards Cuba ebbs and flows with different presidential administrations. Is this move different?
I think this is more devastating than past moves because there was such optimism, you know, 2-3 years ago in the air that everything was moving forward and we were moving politically and economically and culturally into a new era. And now it feels like we're just sliding back to the 1960s and 70s.
What's your long-term outlook?
We're going to continue to travel to Cuba. It's one of my favorite places on earth. And as long as there are legal categories, and it looks like there's still at least 10 legal categories to travel to Cuba. So the takeaway is Cuba is not closed. So you can still travel to Cuba. You just have to do your homework before you go.
And it's worth noting that if you already have travel booked under this people-to-people category that was eliminated, booked travel is still valid. It's new travel that is now banned.
That's right. So you're grandfathered in. And this is something we're going to be looking closely into. I'll be in contact with the Treasury Department later today and tomorrow. Just do your homework. And if you do decide to go, have a fantastic time and try to take some salsa lessons before you head to Havana because you're going to need them.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley reflecting on policy changes announced today by the Trump administration to restrict American travel to Cuba. You heard him talking about some of the other categories of travel that are still allowed. Those include areas such as journalism and academic reasons for traveling.